Welcome to the Patent Bar MPP Q&A podcast. Today's question is as follows. A sequence listing XML may be submitted as a XML file with a .xml extension via the USPTO patent electronic filing system or as read-only optical disks. What does such a submission require? The answer to this question can be found in Chapter 600 of the MPP. This chapter covers parts, form, and content of application. The answer is from the 9th edition, revision 7.2022, published February 2023. Depending on future changes to the MPP, the question and answer may or may not be applicable in later editions or revisions. Again, a sequence listing XML may be submitted as a XML file with a .xml extension via the USPTO patent electronic filing system or as read-only optical disks. What does such a submission require? As shown in Chapter 600, such submission requires that applicant provide a statement in a separate paragraph that incorporates by reference the material in the XML file identifying the name of the XML file, the date of creation, and the size of the XML file in bytes, except that an incorporation by reference statement is not required for a sequence listing properly submitted as an XML file in an international application during the international stage, regardless of whether the application is currently in the international stage or the national stage. This question and answer comes from Section 608.05 of the MPP. The following is a brief summary of Section 608.05. 608.05, Sequence Listing, Table, or Computer Program Listing Appendix submitted in electronic form 37 CFR 1.52. This section covers sequence listings, tables, or computer program listings. For instance, biotechnology sequence listings and computer listing appendices may be submitted as ASCII text files with a .txt extension, e.g., seeklist.txt. This podcast is brought to you by patenteducationseries.com and is based on their widely popular Patent Bar Review course. The contents of this podcast is not legal advice. For full disclaimer information, please visit patenteducationseries.com. We're here to help you succeed. We've helped scores of engineers, scientists, and attorneys get on the road to a new career as a patent practitioner since 2001. Please visit patenteducationseries.com for more free information to help you learn more about and pass the patent bar exam.